For the sake of history, however, the fact must be nailed down that the numerous border incidents in Silesia and East Prussia, and especially the Polish bombardment of Beuthen, created a situation which made it incompatible with the honor of a great power to let that series of military transgressions go by unpunished. Germany's action is an act of defense. Reports spread by the English News Service Exchange Telegraph and by the broadcasting station of Poland are being emphatically denied in by Berlin. These reports asserted that German airplanes had dropped gas and incendiary bombs in the vicinity of Posen. The German official news agency, Deutsches Nachrichtenbüro, has been empowered to make the following statement. In the wake of false political reports with a tendency to call alarm, this is the first atrocity story in the military field. It should be pointed out most emphatically that the disseminators of such atrocity stories are taking upon themselves grave responsibility. In view of the Führer's statement before the Reichstag to the effect that the German Air Force received orders to attack military objectives only, provided that the opponent keeps to the same rule, this piece of atrocity reporting has become a dangerous game. The warning against inventing such atrocity tales, the Deutsches Nachrichtenbüro goes on to say, can therefore not be emphatical enough. Such atrocity stories were permitted to go through by another Germany, but not by this one. The Germany's currency and financial situation was a subject dealt with at a meeting of the directors of the German Reichsbank, which convened on Saturday with Reich Minister Funk, who holds the post of President of the Reichsbank, presiding. The German Minister of Economics pointed out that not the slightest tendency of nervousness had become noticeable in the German banking and financing system, very much in contrast to such tendencies prevailing in foreign countries.